Mr. Taggart, sadly, more trouble on Wednesday night before the game with Linfield. It seems to be very young people who are behind this violence. I mean, what's your message to them, to the hangers-on, to the non-supporters who are making life difficult for the good people?
It's sad to see these young people attaching themselves to local football, particularly to Ballymena United at this particular time. Ballymena United, quite simply, do not wish young people to cause any disturbance either in the town through physical violence or whatever. The message is very clear from Ballymena United Football Club. If you can't go to the football to enjoy it and let others enjoy it, please simply stay away.
These young people, I mean, they've yet to make their way in life generally. Sound a warning to them, Mr. Taggart, about how they're, seems like a good laugh now what they're doing, but how this may impede them in the future.
If they are found to be breaking the law and subsequently prosecuted, as I understand it, that may well have a detrimental effect on their future with job prospects, travel prospects, all these sort of things. There needs to be a wee bit of thought go into what they're actually doing at the minute, not just for now, but for their own personal individual futures.
And a final thought, police are appealing for anyone who saw anything to come forward. They're examining CCTV footage at the minute. Maybe appeal to the good, decent supporters, the 99.9%, if they have information, should they come forward, or perhaps they're afraid of being intimidated. What's your advice?
My advice is simply give over whatever evidence you have to the PSNI or whatever, and let the rigours of the law proceed, and simply put a stop to this at an early date.